calls and tips in the morning.
You're going with that thing, yeah?
Shame. You know where it's from. It's not original, I bet.
Is it still biting if you're saying you bet? I don't think so.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's from community college.
No idea what that is, but I'm
it's like the
it's
first
like a series thing.
Yeah, it's like it's a series. I'm not, yeah, but Donald Glover was on it.
Donald's a crazy creator.
Nah, he's insane.
You gotta be ready for anything if you watch anything that he creates.
Yeah.
Be it a movie.
He's just
a song, be it a music video, anything.
He is a creative. Like the latest song that she just played, it's so crazy because it takes you on such a wild journey, I feel.
I know, right?
Yeah, because first I'm like, okay, I'm listening to the song, but I'm paying attention to like, okay, what is he gonna do? And then obviously he's doing his dancing.
I wonder how many like calories he burns, like, you know, throughout the duration of creating music video like that,
because he dances all in, because those things look like one take type of thing.
Yeah, and the dancing is not like
it's with every
it's like
bone.
Everything fam, like obliques are moving, you name it,
like you have to be fit.
Yeah So
singing, or even
and
if
he's moving around back and forth, up and down, side to side. Like down. I can't even remember how the song goes. I just remember like, god damn.
He was doing a lot.
Donald was just going ape shit.
Nah, he was but he is definitely a creative. Like he's like the things he's been involved with. Very inspiring.
Yeah. So today's episode, do you want to know what it's called?
I wonder what she named it.
Balenciaga.
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 The importance of balance.
Yeah, we're talking about that actually.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. And then, just before pressing record.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, yep, this is what we're going with.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
So do you want to take the wheel?
I think I always like to give a backstory as to how we get to certain things, you know.
like the name of the episode
or even like why we chose the topic or how it came about, I think what I can safely say that, and this is also with similar to what I said yesterday to Mtanga Hassani, you know, while you're on the call, was that like I've had the money, you know, coming from chasing it, and I think I said it, similar with like the shoes type of thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's like now you sort of I wouldn't even say chasing, but you sort of know that there is like some form of value that you can give out in the world, you know what I'm saying? And I think you just need to focus on that. But I think in that, right, to reach such heights, you know, I think that you need to be balanced, you know. And I think we're both trying to reach those heights. And you felt that you were slacking in terms of, I can say content creation, you know. Right?
Yes.
And I'm like, bro, there's no ways. No ways, you know? There's no ways. Like, I wouldn't say that you're slacking, you know? I just think that you're finding a balance and you sort of maybe feel like you're spending less time on, like, the content creation, you know?
I see.
Side of things. And then now you're expanding your world as well by doing an online course.
Yes.
So now that time is shared.
Yes.
You know? And and there's also like well-being as well. Like, okay, now the buying of groceries to make sure that, you know,
because we're doing it online.
Health, exactly.
Because you felt like we didn't have time to actually go and
walk around and stuff. So those are the things. It's like now you're distributing your time in sort of like in correlation to what you need, like you know, what you need more. So it's like, yes, you can't go around spending 8 hours on content creation a day.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? And then you're gonna spend an hour on your health type of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? It's
not
balanced. Or
an hour on upskilling yourself. Like it's not balanced.
I get you.
Yeah, so I think that's where now a lot of people probably find themselves in such situations where they also feel like they are not doing a lot, you know, but there isn't someone to tell them, yo man, I've been seeing you put in the work.
Yes.
You've been working, you know.
That's
and
true.
And you're chatting like this, nah, snap out of it. You've been working, you know. If anything, take a break, you know, because that's literally like me to me chat as well.
Yeah.
You know, like I was saying now, like, bro, every single day this week, I've been waking up before 5 and I've been hitting sessions. I've been going, like, there's only one day where I didn't hit 2 sessions in a day.
That's crazy.
And I've been hitting every single time, like, waking up. So today is Friday.
Yeah.
Cut me a break.
Like, you're listening to your body because you've also done the work.
You know what I'm saying?
You can go and say, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, that's also what I'm saying now, you know? So, I'm like, at the same time, on top of that, I also started with the course.
Yes, you've been working, learning.
And then now it's like, yes, bro, like, I feel like my tube is suffering. You know?
Yes, because like, you can't put, because we were sleeping at like 1 a.m. Editing the vlogs, like that was a lot.
I think again that was too much because we're pouring everything into one thing.
Yes,
and that's not how
the realities of the world is.
Yeah.
Like, you need to have a good career, have a good home, have good friends. Your health needs to be intact. So it's not just like a now thing, you know.
Yeah. But at the same time,
what?
You must have a balance that affords you Balenciaga. Yeah, welcome to today's episode. It's your boy Tips, and I'm here with
Cosington.
Yeah, and we're here just doing our thing on a Friday morning. We started at 6:45 at 7 a.m. right
on
now.
The dot.
Good morning.
What a beautiful day.
Coming live from Bangkok in Thailand. Yeah. What a beautiful day, actually. The weather's not so bad. It's a lot more quiet on the streets. It gets quiet like
early mornings
like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday it's like really quiet in the morning. Even if like you see like traffic, it tends to be quiet.
Yeah, it's just peaceful.
Yeah, it's like
it's
everyone
a different
understands
vibe that day.
The assignment of the day, like, yo,
like we need to take it easy. It's about to go down tomorrow.
And then literally tomorrow,
Monday is just
Monday,
madness.
From like 5:30, you just baby,
don't have appointments. You just went wild.
And you're like, yo, let me go back on the 25th floor, actually. Y'all too loud. Let me go chill in the clouds.
Don't have appointments on a Monday morning.
Yeah, don't. We learned the hard way. Yeah.
Rather move, especially like just these things that you have to do.
Or Friday.
Do it on like, even like a Wednesday, Thursday. No one wants to do appointments on Friday.
No, but I'm saying like because no one wants to, it's empty on
Exactly,
Fridays,
so you're in and out.
So it's the same that time when I went to the bank. It was a Friday and I was shocked how quick in and out, you know.
It was.
The first time, which was the time before that, I spent like the whole day there. It was sort of like...
What day was it?
I can't remember, but I don't think it was a Friday looking back at it now.
I see.
That was probably a Monday situation or a Tuesday situation.
Oh, I see.
But now, went on a Friday, and yeah, you're just in and out. You're like, oh, okay. Okay. You get your number there, and then you see there's like just two people.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. We love the city, though.
After all your sound effects.
but generally, we really do.
We do.
We really do.
The way like, the sun hits the buildings.
You name it. Everything.
It's beautiful. Everything.
Yeah. The rain.
Oh, yeah.
The rain.
The everything. Rain feels so healthy. It feels like
a
washing.
Yeah.
You know, like a cleansing.
Yeah. And I love how the weather like cooperates after like that.
And Honali balance as well.
Like, there's a balance. Like we go hot and then we're gonna cool down. And then hot and then cool down. There is a balance.
Yes, and it won't like it'll thunder, but it won't be like the whole day. It'll be like probably 30 minutes of like intense thunder. But it's beautiful, man. Yeah, you need to embrace
it. It can get scary. Well, but I think also bro, like, I think this is the highest, like, I've ever lived.
Yeah, me too, man.
Yeah, so.
Like, lived, yes, definitely.
Now, we up in the.
We're in the clouds.
the thunder does not look the same from up here.
It looks like it's, like, next to
us.
Yeah,
so it's quite scary.
But my consolation is these buildings have been standing for 3 years, so we're okay.
Yo, you don't know what happened inside, right? Because when thunder strikes, it doesn't break the windows. No jokes. I'm telling you, I've witnessed it.
I don't think we should go deep dive on your thunder theories. Yo,
it's not theory. Like, I'd appreciate you saying experience.
Okay,
when you say theory,
your once in a lifetime
experience. I learned this shit on a book, and then now I'm sharing what I learned from a book. No, I'm sharing what I witnessed, saw, experienced, you know. But
man.
Thunder, when lightning strikes, it doesn't necessarily break the window.
Like it doesn't go through like that.
Yeah.
So what does it do?
I don't know, but it lashes you.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, maybe. I don't know. But think
like
of
a
it
magical
like
thing.
A sun ray.
Yes,
like
okay. It's like light.
Sun ray.
That can pierce through. Okay, I get you.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. Like it doesn't necessarily have to break the window in order to burn you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Like if the sun is net iso and it's a hot day.
You'll still burn,
but it won't break
the glass.
Yes,
you know? I understand. Yeah. And I get it.
And maybe that's why they like at lightning speed. It's like
it's so fast.
Because sun rays, they're moving. It's energy, the heat. It's speed so high that it doesn't affect like things such as windows and stuff like that.
I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Very interesting.
So lightning speed must definitely be faster than a sun ray speed.
Of course.
So it's like you kind of like, boom.
Like if it hits you, it hits you. There's nothing you could have done.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be scared.
I get that. But it's like.
But I also get the trauma.
They could also, like, the thing is, right?
I don't like.
Lightning doesn't stop, like, doesn't only strike once per se. As much as there's a
saying
about
theory
that
they say.
Yeah.
They say it doesn't strike the same place.
The same place twice.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So, and then again, you don't know how quick the movement of clouds are.
Mm.
But I know that you need to count, right?
Mm.
The light and the sound,
yeah,
right, And then for every second, I think that's a kilometer.
Yeah, that's...
So now, if something is...
If it something, means it's right here.
It means it's right here. And because I don't know how quick the clouds are moving...
That's true. It
I could
can
be
hit
the
anywhere.
Next spot.
You're so,
so enough, my fear for such occurrences is
your once in a lifetime occurrence.
It's not once in a lifetime.
It's giving me my fear of flights.
It is once in a lifetime.
It is. How many?
Guys, I experienced a family friend of mine got struck by lightning when we were very young, you know. And here's the thing. We were playing games on a cell phone. No, we like in our teens. No, no. Yeah, we are. We are in our teens, like 14, 15. No, 13. Like, yeah, I think one of... I was a year older than him. I think he was in primary school. I was like grade 8, whatever the kid. Like 8th grade, you're like 14 years old. So he was like 13. And, bro, what would happen? What would happen is... Like, I think, yeah, we became very close because just growing up, coming from like primary school, I'd go chill at his house, our parents are mates and stuff, right? And it was very close to my house. So, yeah, one day we're chilling, you know what I'm saying? We're chilling, and probably a bed run like
a single size bed.
Sized bed type thing, you know what I'm saying? And I think I was on the ground. You know, and he's on the bed now, you know, and we sort of like playing games, you know, like on the phones.
Where's the window and all this?
The window is probably
the window, right?
Yeah, the window is probably like
where's the bed?
A meter away from, no, half a meter away from the bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's relatively close to the bed.
Half a meter, relatively close, but there's some space that you can like walk type thing. So we're playing games on the cell phone. This is entertainment now, because this is also in the era that when there's thunder, everything in the house must be switched off
and unplugged
everything. You know what I'm saying? So the only thing that could provide entertainment at the time was a cell phone.
Even then, they were like, put your phones away.
Even then, but it's just us now.
Yeah, in the room. So y'all obviously are playing
There's
on your phone.
There's no adults. No, like even in the house, like nobody's going to come tell you, you know, put away your phone, whatever.
Cool.
So now we're taking turns. It's one cell phone. So I play, I die, right? I give him, bro.
This is why the story is so deep.
I give him the phone, dog. Dude, not even 2 seconds. Like, just after I gave him, I look away for like a split second. Whoop, bam! Homeboy is lifted up by this light and tossed onto the ground. Not next to me, but like my feet, dog.
That's crazy. This like, is why it's like you were 1 second away from being struck by lightning.
Yeah,
this is all about.
If I was back at that game and held on for long and I didn't die at that moment, it could have been late for me. late.
Well, I mean, he didn't die. I think it's.
And it's
like
twice.
Say that. Stop.
I swear, on God.
Sometimes your stories go overboard. It's like they're believable, and then you just.
Oh my goodness.
You just.
But. No.
A different time or the same day?
No. A different time.
I didn't
experience. I didn't experience.
There's probably something in his blood.
Yeah.
To get tested.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I haven't stayed in contact with him like that, so I don't know if he's been lashed by the. By
I'm sure it's like whatever.
But he's still alive. I know he's still alive. He's still alive.
Yeah.
I see him on the socials. Mm. He's still alive. Yeah. Hey. What are you saying, man? Today's episode is giving it's giving pod energy,
like the stories,
like with the video and stuff.
I get you.
Not the off-camera stuff.
I understand what you're saying.
The off-camera, like, it's just been two episodes, but they feel very deep. But maybe also it's because it's Friday.
It is Friday. Yeah. It's the end of the week. It's time to reflect.
Yeah. You know what you do on Fridays? I reflect on Sundays, fam.
I reflect on Fridays because that's like, to me, the end of like a work week. Towards the end, like midday Friday.
Is it though?
Because ideally, I do reflect on Fridays. And then I recover on Saturdays, and then I plan on Sundays.
Okay.
So it's my little system. So how was your week?
My week?
Yeah.
Yeah. My reflect. Work week.
I'd your say, week in general.
I don't know, but it was good, you know. But what's bothering me is. Just like, yeah, just, I don't know, like, cancel calls, you know?
It's just I get you.
Yeah, but I think it was a productive week, nonetheless. Like I said, in terms of creating content or uploading content for YouTube, which is a platform that I'm trying to grow, I did very poorly. However, I do think that there is room for recovery. So I just need to bounce back, and when I bounce back, I feel like it needs to be hard.
I get you.
Yeah. But all in all,
what would you rate this week?
This week,
out of 10.
Out of 10, I'd rate it 8.
Really? Yeah. That's pretty high.
That's
pretty high.
I think, it is pretty high because it's like...
We accomplished a lot, like you said.
We accomplished a lot. And I feel like with less time because, Monday was swamped up, you know, with unexpected activities.
Fair enough.
That took up the whole day. And, we didn't have, a choice as to...
It was out of our control.
So what we could control
again, our reaction.
So in terms of recovery, I think like I'm proud of how we turned the week around. And I think it's just that. It's like I was more productive than weeks where a day wasn't taken out of. You know what I'm saying?
So that's good. Yeah. That's really good.
How about you?
Yeah, I think it was a pretty good week. I will say that I need to. I feel very exhausted. Like it's crazy.
But because you've been pumping,
I feel like not like there's not a month of sleep that can help me.
There really isn't.
But so I wanna just but I'm very tired. But I think all in all, it was an okay week. Just okay because I feel I could have done more. And in doing more, I could have just allocated my time better and got rid of like my distractions, which is what I did this morning. Well, last night. And I think going forth, I need to use my time very, 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 very wisely. Because... you can get lost sometimes in taking a break because sometimes I feel like I need something drastic, to break me away from the work side and the other side of things. But that thing can also end up being like, it'll be good, let's say for the first couple of days, but then it ends up just being a big ball. But anyway, it's not meant to be depressing. It was a good week. I just needed to learn some lessons that I'd like to carry over for next week. I would have liked to get a lot more things done, but I did get some things done. So that's always a W. And one should always remember that just in case you feel like you're not doing enough.
Yeah, I think what helped me also is having a to-do list every day, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, like having a list where you can check off, you know.
Mm.
And it's one of those things that, you do in the mornings.
Mm.
Where, after exercising and stuff, quiet time, you sit down, you know.
Mm.
And you just think, the most important tasks, will come up. Because
you're
in the morning, you're fresh, you know, like this clarity.
Mm.
Obviously, this is also granted that you didn't mess about on your phone and stuff like that, you know. So just having some quiet time, maybe after a job, that's what's been working for me this week. And then I'm just like, now I'm just choosing 5 things that, you know, I should do today, or I would like to look back and say today was a productive day if they're done or when they're done. So I think it's just that, whereas normally, and it eliminates procrastination as well, or it helps with eliminating procrastination or avoiding procrastination.
I see.
Yeah, whereas I think in the past that's what would happen to me, you know.
I can relate to that.
Yeah, that's what happened to me. And that's why people also going up and like writing, like just writing things down, man. Like writing psychologically, there must be some like neuroscience explanation to it.
Definitely. I think that's also like, that's how I retain information as well.
Yeah.
Like if I had to just write like a few numbers down, then I know I'll remember them.
Yeah.
But if someone just says them to me, I'm not going to remember them.
But I'm saying in it getting done.
Also. No, but I say this to say, because like obviously with writing, there's a certain level of remembering, meaning that throughout the day, when there's things that need to get done, they're sort of in your mind lurking. So you have that motivation subconsciously
to get it done. I get you. Like they
linger because you've sort of made it official. Like, okay, there's that. Because sometimes, again, if you don't do a to-do list, you run around, right? Because you don't know what to do first. What is it a priority? What's not a priority? What can you actually leave for tomorrow?
That's deep. So, do you think that's how, like, we ended up with like contracts and having to sign, even in this digital era, still signing paper? No, like really.
We need something to be like, yo, this was you, right? But yeah, it's like a stamp in your, it's like an agreement with yourself. Like what?
But that's
saying.
What I'm saying.
Yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane.
It is. So yeah, very interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is
very interesting. But nonetheless, it's been a great
week.
It's been a great week. Yeah. I would rate my week. I'd probably rate my week like a 6 out of 10.
Oh my god.
Only because I'm minusing points for my own ill disciplineness.
Okay.
Yes. Not to say anything bad happened.
Yeah, I think you've been hard on yourself, but it's all right. It's also a human experience. It happens to all of us every now and again. I hope you guys had a good week. What would you rate your week? You know.
Yes, let us know.
Reflect on your week as well.
Mm.
And if you feel that you didn't do enough, not that I condone slacking, but you really do have time to turn things around, you know, and
and reconcile, man.
Yeah,
reconcile and then actually see that you have done something. And
because more times than not, the mind can be quite tricky.
Can play tricks on you.
Yeah.
Mm.
you'll be shocked to see how much work you actually put in, or how much progress you actually
how much
made.
You've accomplished.
Yeah. With that being said,
thank you for listening.
Thank you very much for joining us. So we did, I know in the first episode I said we're not gonna put these on YouTube. However, that was also like convenience was a big factor. However, we partnered up with a distribution, right? Partner RSS.
Yes, we use RSS.
Oh, we didn't partner. My bad.
Partner up makes it sound like someone came to me and we sat down and we had a meeting. Yeah. I just signed up.
Yeah, I get you. We didn't partner up. So we found, right? Mm-hmm. We found, well, Coles found a great distribution platform. And that's helping a lot with spreading our content around.
Mm-hmm.
And thus we're able to now have these also on YouTube. I feel comfortable sharing such information because I think it's what it's also about. If you are into podcasting, this is not sponsored or anything, but I think you should check that out. That's something tangible that I can give you for staying this far into this episode.
That's so random.
Yeah, no, just sometimes it's like, you don't know if someone stays throughout the whole video, and if they do, like, get something. I'm just saying, there's something for someone, and I think that's what I'd like this platform to be as well.
But yeah, guys,
people
thank you.
People give their time.
Sorry.
Yeah. Aye.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe if you're coming from YouTube.
Yeah.
And if you're on streaming platforms, don't forget to download. Give us a 5-star rating.
Yep.
And let's connect. I'm seeing that the episode's also being downloaded in like the US and Belgium, so that was interesting.
Belgium and USA.
So that's very interesting. I'm like, oh shit, that I'd not expected. But thank you guys, thank
we
you for spending
two
time
African kids.
Yeah, so in it's very
Asia,
special
and we
that we can
connecting with people in Europe and
America.
America. Beautiful.
So very beautiful. So go check us out on Instagram, Just Chats Podcast. And
Just Chats. Go get your flights.
Hotels. Experiences.
Editing. Travel related.
Just go have a look.
Yeah.
Just go have a look. If you have a dream destination, go have a look.
Yeah.
Go have a look. And if you want to follow our individual journeys,
let's go.
Yeah, it's Just Tips on Instagram and YouTube, and it's Just Calls on Instagram and YouTube.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Be out.
Have a great weekend. Mwah. Bye.